Here is the Gettysburg Astro Minute for the first half of October 2012. The moon will be waning through the period, rising later each night, until it's only a crescent in the pre-dawn sky. Sunset comes just before 7 p.m. on the 1st, and over 20 minutes earlier on the 15th. As darkness falls, the three bright stars overhead are the summer triangle. The Big Dipper skirts the horizon in the northwest, and the Great Square of Pegasus sits high above the eastern horizon. You may glimpse Mars in the western twilight after sunset, but otherwise there are no bright planets in the evening sky until Jupiter rises east-northeast at 10 p.m. on October 1st and an hour earlier by the 15th. You'll know it because it's brighter than any star. If you find Jupiter, look for the Pleiades, or Seven Sisters, star cluster above it, about the distance of your pinky to index finger, stretched out at arm's length. In the pre-dawn sky, brilliant Venus remains the showpiece, outshining even Jupiter, which by that time is west of the overhead point. Venus will be close to the bright star Regulus through the first half of the month, but it's at its closest on the morning of October 3rd, when they almost seem to touch. The planet is much brighter than Regulus, but the star is in the background, more than 4 million times farther away. The Astro Minute is a production of Gettysburg College's Hatter Planetarium and WZBT.